Grace to you and peace in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As my daughter Micah's first semester of college drew to a close, she was a bit nervous about her grades because there was nowhere that she could go to give her an exact reading of what her current status was in each of her classes. In high school, she could always go online. And I don't know if you know this or not, if you don't have children recently, but they can day-to-day track exactly where they are in their classes with each of their teachers. So they know always from day-to-day exactly what grade they've got. But there is no such resource offered in college. And even though she had kept track of her grades on her papers and her tests and such, and she'd done pretty good on all of them, she didn't know exactly what percentage each of those things held for the final grade. And so she wasn't sure what she needed to get on her finals in order to still get good grades in her classes. The problem is she wouldn't find out what those grades were until after the semester was over, after it was too late to do anything to change those grades. So she worried. As it turned out, Micah worried about all that stuff for nothing, which is usually the case, right? But what if? What if she had thought she'd done good enough to get good grades, but she didn't? What if she only found out about that after it was too late to change anything? And what if getting those good grades in her transcripts was the difference beginning about getting into her new university or not? Or getting the scholarship that she needed to afford going to her new university? What if all that stuff came crashing down around her after it was too late to change anything? What then? That's why we check and we recheck and we confirm our reservations before we go on a trip, or the expiration date on our passport, or the things we've packed in our luggage. We don't want to get where we're going and then find out that we don't have what it takes to stay there. When I went on my one-day speaking engagement to New York, I made multiple copies of my presentation and placed them in different places in my luggage and in my carry-on bag. I wanted to make sure that I had what I needed to do the job that I went to New York to do. Have you ever arrived somewhere only to find out that they don't have your reservations? Whether that be a flight or a hotel or a restaurant, it's not really a position that you want to be in. In fact, not many things will raise your anxiety level as fast or as high as being told that your seat on the last flight out has just been given to someone else. Now imagine that scenario as you stand before the judgment seat of Christ. What if? What if, even though you lived a pretty good life and you tried to be a good person and you were mostly faithful in your worship life and in your offerings and such, and what if you get there on that last day and you find out that it wasn't enough? What if you find out that your life was just a bit short and you could have done more? You could have gone to a few more worship services. given a little more money, to have made up that difference, but you didn't know? What if you thought you'd done enough, but it wasn't? And now it's too late to change anything. And so you're going to spend eternity suffering, regretting your choices, and being separated from God. What then? Now, I don't know about you, but I think about that sometimes. I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want to find out when it's too late that I'm not going to spend eternity with God. I want to know while I'm still here, while there's still time to change things, still time to do something about it. I look at my life and I know that I live a pretty good life, especially comparatively speaking when I look at the world. I'm no saint. I have my bad thoughts and selfish inclinations like the rest of people do. But all in all, I think I'm a pretty good guy. I've always tried to keep the law. I go to church. I give my offerings. Try to treat other people kindly. I'm honest, sometimes to a fault. But what if maybe as I get older, I'm not as good as I used to be? I also think about that sometimes, about the idea of finishing well. Because, you know, sometimes in life you can do good for a long time and then you fail at the end. And that's all anybody seems to remember is how you finished. I don't want to do that with my walk of faith. I don't want to have my doubts at the end of my life. Doubt God's love and His sovereignty when my health starts to fade and God doesn't help me feel better. I don't want to become more stingy with my giving because I'm worried about living on a fixed income. I don't want to quit doing things for others because it takes more effort. And I just don't have the energy that I used to have. Because Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." That's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. I want to be faithful all the way to the end, to my death. But I worry sometimes that I may not have the strength or the fortitude to finish my life the way I tried to live my life. Maybe I'm different than you. I don't know. Do any of those thoughts ever cross your mind? Do you ever wonder, what if? What if I was wrong? What if I haven't done enough? What if I didn't really believe what I was supposed to believe? What if I'm not strong enough to finish the way that I lived? If any of those thoughts cross your mind, please listen to these words again from our epistle reading today from St. Paul. "I always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, the one who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful." Hear that? God is faithful. He will keep you strong. He will consider you blameless because of his grace given you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Through faith, you lack nothing. You have been enriched in every way, and you lack no spiritual gifts, because you have been washed by the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Your salvation is certain, because your salvation is not based upon what you do, but upon what God has done for you. Let me say that one more time. Your salvation is not based upon what you do, but upon what God has done for you. Please remember those words. Remember these words of Paul as you have those moments of doubt or worry or uncertainty. Remember these words of Paul as you approach your last years, your last days, your last hours on this earth. And thus, even as your body weakens and your eyes grow dim, know this: he will keep you strong to the finish. By his grace, you will be blameless as you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and you will receive the crown of life. Of this, you can be certain, because the Lord is faithful. The blood-stained cross and the empty grave are proof positive of that. To God be the glory, for the sake of his Son, Jesus. Amen.